Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. With gladness we announce that Reverend G. Pavenew Amaronga has accepted the call from the congregation of Nobleford. Let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 3, and 7. And my songs forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 3, and 7.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 21, the verses 1 through 16. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 21, the first 16 verses. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus to disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set them thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And said unto him, Hearest thou what they say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou wast perfected praise? Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Herman and Rita Lusink, who hope to commemorate this week their 59th wedding anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then how good thou art. How faithful thou art, and how long-suffering with us and our children, where thou wast spared each and every one of us, and the week that lies behind, and then in this morning hour on this cold winter day, then thou wast granted the privilege and the opportunity that we and our dear children may have a place in thy house, ah, Lord. May we then be humbled under thy goodness. And when we consider whom thou granteth those manifold blessings unto us, and that is sinners, transgressors of the law, by renewal the law has been read. Ah, give a little bewonderment and a little humility, where thou dealeth not as we justly deserve. And then in this morning hour, that not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. And then we commend these fathers and mothers unto thee, whom thou wast blessed by the first time and also by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little child. And then in the past year, then there were many concerns with families that were expecting a child with disease, and then with these parents, and then thou wast made a difference where there is no difference. Then thou wast graciously watched over mother and child, and then we commend them all unto thee, also a little son who was in the hospital some weeks with many and grave concerns, but thou wast graciously spread thy wings over him, and he may return to his dwelling. And now in this morning, Lord, thou knowest how these fathers and mothers have come up. Thou knowest how it was in a week of preparation. Ah, may they have come up with a prayer and with a sigh, that thou would help them, and that thou would do for their little children what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed from all of our sins. Ah, Lord, what a privilege and what a blessing when parents may present their little children in a special way before thee to receive the seal, the sign, and the seal of the covenant, but also thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. May these parents be enabled in the way of prayer and in the way of instruction, as we read in thy holy word that there were those that have brought their children to Jesus, and that thou hast laid thy hands upon them, thou hast blessed them, and thou hast prayed over them. Ah, Lord, may the prayers be multiplied to that end, and may it please thee to work from generation to generation. Then we commend unto the grandparents and great-grandparents with their increased blessing and their increased responsibility. Then we remember all the parents that had disappointments in their married life. We commend unto thee the parents with empty arms. Ah, may it be granted in this morning that those parents also may be given to rejoice with these parents when they have filled arms. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning families were also on such a service, then the thoughts do multiply. Oh, wilt thou then uphold in this day and remember widowers, widows, those that have brought dear ones to the cemetery, remember the half-orphans. And we also commend unto thee fathers and mothers with bleeding hearts who have presented their little children to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and who have departed from us, prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, may it then please thee in this morning to bless thy holy word and to also bless the administration of the holy sacrament. And may it be for the strengthening of the faith of thy people. Oh, by an eye of faith, when they may behold the sprinkling of the water, to look unto the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses from all sin. Oh, Lord, do then work from generation to generation. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, where the King is still gathering a church. Then in the past week, then thou wast gladdened a sister congregation, the congregations of Southern Alberta, our denomination, when it has pleased thee to incline the heart of one of thy servants in the Netherlands to come over and help us. May it have been, may there have been souls where it has been preceded with much and earnest prayer, and now accompanied with rejoicing and with thanksgiving, and that it also may be followed by fervent prayer, that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name, our Lord. Those are matters that we cannot make. Those are matters that we cannot take. Those are matters and exercises which we cannot give, but they are wrought by thy Spirit, virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son. We commend unto thee all the afflicted ones, difficulties in the body, and difficulties of the mind. Remember those that are overwhelmed, those that are distressed, all the different circumstances and trials. They are known unto thee, and the solemnest of old has declared, and may that be granted when my soul is overwhelmed within me. And then thou knewest my cause. Lord, may we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And now we humbly beg of thee that thou may grant thy gracious help and grant thy gracious blessing. Oh, may it be a special and unforgettable service, and that shall take place when thou dwelleth and worketh richly and lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of us and our children. Ah, Lord, do it, that in this service that thy kingdom may come and that thy name may be glorified. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping inner sprinkling with water, teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified. And we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us that by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so were they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arise to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son, Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you were thus minded, you are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation, Father Andrew Mounts, Mother Mounts, Father Shaw Niels, Mother Niels, Father Jordan Niels, Mother Niels, Father Brent Vandenbroek, Mother Vandenbroek, Father Mark Vandenbroek, Mother Vandenbroek, Father Thomas Vanderveen, Mother Vanderveen, Father Arjen Verdijn, and Mother Verdijn. Parents, then in this morning hour, then you all have reasons to be humbled under the goodness and the mercies of the Lord. The past year has not been an easy year for expecting parents. If we think of the measles, there are parents together with us in this morning with empty arms. They were called upon to bring a little one, also older children, to the grave. And you may be permitted in this morning hour to come up to God's house with your little healthy child and present your little child before the Lord in a special way to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the Lord's thrice holy name upon its little forehead. I hope that in this past week there have been exercises and prayers sent up to heaven that the Lord would remember, help, and do for you and your children what is signified in the sacrament. We have heard out of the scriptures that Jesus as King has come to Jerusalem. And now Jesus as King, he comes into our midst in this morning hour. He comes by his word, but he also comes in the administration of the holy sacrament of baptism, and that is a proof that he is the living King. Oh, parents, when you may hold your little child, what a proof that is of that living King. Oh, present a little living child before an atheist and before an evolutionist, and then their mouth must be stopped, if they are honest at least. Oh, then the sacrament declares, that he is that great king that reigneth, that in the year of our Lord 2026, that the sacrament may be administered. Oh, then he is a providing king, but he is also instructing king, because the sacrament, the water declares it. We have heard it out of the form. Our children are unclean. Job 14, verse 4. Who can bring a clean out of an unclean parents? Do we sometimes feel our guilt? We confess it before the Lord. Lord, my child is unclean, because I am also an unclean father and mother, unclean on account of our covenant head Adam. But now an instructing king, as prophet, concerning his priestly office, because that water that points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. And the sacrament declares that the king still gathering the church. Oh, in this morning, uninviting king, may the prayers be multiplied to that end. That great king who has promised to bless the means of grace. And now, parents, you have made an oath. And that oath that is recorded in the heavens. Family for the first time, other families by renewal. May you be given to lay it before the Lord. Ask the Lord for his help, who was sufficient for these things, who was enabled to be a father and mother as they ought to be. But may it be granted that you may be given to instruct your children prayerfully, accompanied with a godly example, and that you may be given to see the fruits upon that instruction, and even in little children, that you may be given to see the tender fear of the Lord. May the Lord bless and remember you, mothers. You may be seated. Then for the siblings, also a special morning, when you may be given to see that your little sibling may receive the water sprinkled upon their forehead, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then, brothers and sisters, then you have much to think about, because your father and mother have also held you when you were very small, to receive the sacrament of holy baptism. And that gives many reason to think of the sacrament, to think of our baptized forehead, because congregation, how often do we think about our baptized forehead? How often do we show it to the Lord and say, Lord, thou hast placed thy thrice holy name upon my forehead, such a rich preaching, and thou hast separated me. And now, Lord, I need by thy Spirit, what is signified therein, wilt thou do it for thy honor. Grandparents, great-grandparents, also a very special service for you, one you may be given to see, that of your seed they may receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, an increased blessing, but also an increased responsibility, because they read in the scriptures concerning instruction that it also speaks of sons, and then grandparents and great-grandparents. How is it now with the king? Have you learned to bow your knees? Undoubtedly, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, when they see the older generations, may be sometime astonished. Is that the case with you? That her seed is maybe perhaps astonished that they can live so easy, so busy with the world, and so little busy with the things of the Lord. Ah, then in this morning, then the king still proffers peace and pardon. Congregation, by renewal, the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered in our midst. And when we speak of the king, then when Jesus has come to Jerusalem to suffer and to die, then it was a very crucial point, fathers, you may also sit down. Then it was a very crucial point concerning the kingship of Jesus. In John 18 and 19, we read 11 times of the king, concerned about the king, whether he was the king, O Pontius Pilate, and then more so when he has called himself the Son of God, and then he has taken Jesus into the judgment hall, a personal meeting, and then he was given to ask concerning the kingship. Oh, concerning the Pharisees, it was a crucial point. They were perturbed when that title was on the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Oh, it was a crucial point concerning the Jewish nation when Pontius Pilate has declared, "Behold your king." Then they have declared, "We have no king but Caesar." And how is it now with us? Baptized forehead. And the king is very jealous of his honor. Has he now become our king? Have we now made that precious choice to choose for the Lord and a service? And then perhaps there are souls in my midst in this morning that say, that is not a strange matter, but I have sinned so grievously against this king, made promises, broken them. I am so guilty, and the king, he is so just that he cannot overlook one of my sins. And that powerful king, he must punish sin. Ah, then in this morning, then the king, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, then the king is prophet. then he declares that he is such a forgiving King, and that to the glory of his Father, because the King has come to Jerusalem. Oh, he has come to suffer and to die. The King has shed his blood. He has paid the price. He sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and now the King, through the sacrament, the water that points to that precious blood, to a fountain that has been opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Oh, then in this morning the King invites poor and needy sinners. He declares that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. May the Lord bless the sacrament to that end. So be it. While the children shall be brought in, we shall sing together from Psalter 431, stanza 4. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing? This my covenant word I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. And what follows, 431, stanza 4. Edward, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Abigail Jewel, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Caleb Luke, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Nicholas James, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Tyler Joel, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lydia Rose, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Leah Henriette, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 14, the first five stanzas. O Lord, our Lord, in all the earth, how excellent thy name! Thy glory thou hast spread afar in all the starry frame. And what follows, Psalter 14, the first five stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 21, the verses 15 and 16. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased and said unto him, "Hearest thou not what they say?" And Jesus saith unto them, "Yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" Our text words speak of children crying in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Three thoughts. First, imitating children. Secondly, reprimanded children. And in the third place, encourage children. Children crying in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Imitating children, reprimanded children, and encouraged children. Beloved congregation, it was on the Friday before Good Friday that the Lord Jesus Christ with his disciples have come to Jerusalem, together with a great company from Galilee and Perea, crossed the Jordan, because they were at variance with those that dwelt in the country of Samaria. Jesus has come to Jericho. Blind Bartimaeus was healed. And Zacchaeus has come down out of the sycamore tree with that precious proclamation that salvation has come to his house. And so they have traveled to Jerusalem. And then it was the question among that company coming up, also those in Jerusalem, as we read in John 11, verse 56, "What think ye? Will he come to the feast?" That also been our question this morning, our parents. Will the Lord show special tokens of his favor, his presence, his blessing? Lord, wilt thou make it an unforgettable service for us? And then Friday evening, let's come to Bethany, the place where Lazarus, Martha, and Mary dwelt. A great company has continued on to Jerusalem. The next day, the Sabbath day, we read that some have come back to Bethany because just recently Lazarus has been raised. And then the rulers have even come, the Sanhedrin has come together and made the decision that not only Jesus must die, but also Lazarus. And then after the Sabbath day was over, call it Palm Sunday, the first day of the week, then the Lord Jesus Christ is given commandment to disciples that he must fetch an ass with her colt to bring it unto him. And then we read that they have placed their garments on the colt, said Jesus thereon, and there from Bethany over the Mount of Olives traveling westward, that they have went to Jerusalem. And then in Luke 19, the verses 41 and 42, then we read that Jesus has wept over Jerusalem. If thou wast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now it is hidden from thy eyes. Then Jesus knew that Jerusalem in the year AD 70 would be conquered by the Romans, and that there would be unfathomable suffering and death. He has wept over that city. Oh, it is true they desired a king to deliver them from the Romans, but they did not desire a king as their savior to deliver them from their sins, and therefore Jesus has wept. 'Tis the wisdom and goodness of the Lord that much of the future is hidden from us. When we see what is taking place in this world, lay it beside Matthew 24, the solemn words that Jesus has spoken concerning the latter days, then there is much to fear, because the Lord in the heavens is not an idle onlooker, very long suffering, but it shall come to an end. But parents in congregation, the solemnest in Psalm 93, 97, and 98 was given to declare that the Lord reigneth. And that is for encouragement in us and our children. And now on Palm Sunday, then they have come at the side on the western slopes, the Mount of Olives, and then a great company from Jerusalem has come to the Mount of Olives. They have joined that company. They have strewn the pathway with garments, with palm branches in their hand. And they have cried out, Hosanna. And in Luke 19, verse 38, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And then on Palm Sunday, then the leaders have asked Jesus to restrain and to rebuke the disciples and the multitude. Then on Palm Sunday, Jesus has come to the temple. In the evening has returned. And when we lay the Gospels beside each other, then Monday morning, that is when our text is taking place, then Jesus with his disciples by renewal has come to the temple. He has cleansed it, quoted Isaiah 56, verse 7, that my Father's house is called a house of prayer, and he has healed some sick. But it is clear in this chapter that there were many also among the leaders that were not given to see and notice the wonders of Jesus. Are there times, parents, that we are given to be wonder the works of the Lord? Because that cult is written that never a man has ridden on that cult, and Jesus on the cult, and the cult was tame. Oh, parents, may the Lord grant you those special moments when you may be given to see and be wonder the wonderful works of the Lord is given unto you. Such a precious little gift. And to be given to ask for that second birth. Oh, when the Spirit takes habitation up in her heart, then it all becomes different. So it was with that cult. The temple cleansed, different sick ones healed. And then on that Monday, when Jesus and the disciples, many of the leaders were in the temple, then there were also children. It's also a blessing. Because today, we would visit many churches. There are many churches with very few or even no children, only older ones. That's a great privilege and blessing when there may be children in the temple and the Lord has promised to work from generation to generation. And then those children, they have cried out, as we read in our text, Hosanna to the Son of David. Where have those children learned those words? I think we know the answer. They have heard those words from older ones, also from their father and from their mother. And they have also seen it, undoubtedly. Their father and mother make a pathway for Jesus that they have given up outer garments, taken palm branches, and that fathers and mothers have also cried out. It is true, there was much ignorance, but those children have undoubtedly felt that there was some sincerity or much sincerity. Of course, there can be much feeling and emotions and religion that is amiss, but nevertheless, those children have seen it and they have heard it. Hosanna to the Son of David. Fathers and mothers, what an instruction. Our children, they have eyes and they have ears, and how soon they imitate us. And further, for encouragement, because little children, they cannot understand so much, cannot remember so much. Sometimes the question can even arise, what do our children grasp? And they do not need to grasp everything. But in this chapter, we have clear instruction, because those children in the temple, they only repeated the first words that the multitude has spoken, they have not repeated the rest. It's only the beginning. Then we see how important that beginnings are. And I read in Isaiah 28 verse 10, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. That word Hosea, that is a word of exclamation, but that word also is a prayer to be saved. So what a fitting word that those children have spoken. When we think of Psalm 118, verse 24, that it is true, it speaks of the resurrection of Christ. This is the day which the Lord has made. The Lord has also made this day when we may come up to God's house, and your little child has become a God-bearer. And then the psalmist says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And parents, and you have reasons to be glad. The king still condescends so low that he is willing to separate us and our children. And many promises in God's word concerning the generations. But then there is added, save now we beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. This is the day that the Lord has made. Reasons to be glad, we know. The true thankfulness, that must come from above, but given to see and appreciate our blessings. But then in this morning, not a period, Hosanna, save now. Save now, we beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Our second thought, reprimand the children. Then we would think that when the older ones have heard it, it's true only in their minds, but then when they were given to sing Hosanna to the Son of David, that there would have been those that were given to rejoice. We read in our text, and when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, it was after, we have heard it, believed to have taken place on Monday, that Jesus has cleansed the temple, has done so at the beginning of his ministry and at the end. They were buying and selling sheep and oxen, doves. There were money changers, has driven many out. And then the religious world, the priests and the scribes, when Jesus has dealt honestly with them, they became jealous, they became bitter, and sought for matters wherein they may accuse Jesus. And then they became upset. They should have been glad with those children in the temple and those children singing. It is true. Little children, many times they need to be guided concerning reverence. They need to be taught. But let us not put a damper upon children. Let us try with the Lord's help to guide and to lead, undoubtedly even in a natural way, that singing of those children was perhaps purer than the singing of the older ones. It is true, much ignorance, focusing much on a king that would drive away the Romans, thus reprimanded children. And what an instruction, office bearers, parents, what we teach our children, that we teach the whole Bible, the Lord's mercy, the Lord's justice, law and gospel, that we portray the service of the Lord, not as a service, that we may not do anything, but that the service of the Lord is a good service, and that the Lord has given his law in his wisdom and goodness for our protection, that we resemble not these rulers, that we take time for our children. It's not always so simple, fathers and mothers. The busyness of life, mothers can be so overwhelmed with their household at time. They think, if I now had a little more time to teach my children, Lord knoweth all those things, then it is necessary for our children that they are given to see. Does not mean that we reprimand our children with words, but it can be with our life. Fathers and mothers tell their children that they must take time to read, have times of private times concerning those things, and father and mother, they never read a book. When children are spoken to about sin, not explained why it is not sin, when in the family circle, when children are given to ask father and mother, are we going to church for a weekday service? And they simply say no. And those children, they feel that their question was out of place. Thus the necessity, it is true, we have mentioned it, children need to be taught, guided, also concerning singing, that we are singing out of God's word, that we are singing the praises of the Lord. And it is necessary for children to see the life of father and mother, what an important place that God's word has, is their rule, their guide, that children feel that in the life of fathers and mothers, eternal realities weigh profoundly upon them, greater blessing. When a father and mother at times may tell what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken to their soul, how discouraging it must have been. Children do hear. When they were singing Hosanna to the Son of David, and that they heard the church leaders speak to Jesus, verse 16, and said unto him, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou not what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. That is our third thought. For those children that at least that were a little older, when they heard Jesus speak, undoubtedly, they did not understand and fathom at all, but they felt that Jesus was taking it up for them. That was the responsibility of fathers and mothers when those children perhaps became a little older, that they would tell those little children, when you were very small, doubtedly you remember, maybe not remember everything, that you were in the temple and you have sung what you have heard, Hosanna to the Son of David, and that there were those in the temple that were not so happy, that were displeased, but that Jesus had taken it up for you and quoted Psalm 8, verse 2. Also necessary for fathers and mothers. Your little son and your little daughter does not know what has taken place in this morning. Now you're calling, when they become older, to tell them what has taken place. Also the rich meaning of baptism, what it points to, the oath which you have made concerning their instruction. Thus then we can understand, because parents also need to be encouraged, can become very discouraged also in the time that we live in. Even more so when we look inside. But parents also need to be encouraged out of God's word. Can even be some time when you as mothers are in a store with your children, that you feel that people look at you. But then you must not think. Many times it is not in a negative way. Many times it shall be when they see you with your children that they are given to admire you. With your many children, where we live in a world where children are seen more or less, to many at least, as a burden, not as an heritage of the Lord, then we must not always think that it is in a negative way many times. It is in a positive way. But now we read Psalm 8, verse 2, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Then in the first place, than a little newborn child that perfects the praise of the Lord. David has said, Psalm 139, verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And then the text, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. That also among very small children, think of the child for David and Bathsheba. 7 days. David has stated in 2 Samuel 12, verse 23, I will go to him, he shall not return to me. That little child was before the throne. Oh, parents, have you asked for it when you were expecting? Lord, may now my unborn child be converted in the womb. May it be a child for thee. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Christ has said in Matthew 18, verse 3, except ye become as a little child, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Little children, that is now a picture of those that are born again. As little children, they hungry, desire the sincere milk of the word. Little children, many times they cry because of their need. Those little children, they like to be upon the lap, upon mother's breast, feel that comfort, that communion. Little children, when it is well, they grow up. Not good if they always stay on milk. They need that strong meat. That is Christ and him crucified. Ah, those little children. It's true, sometimes they can be overwhelmed. And when they are overwhelmed, how overwhelmed parents can be. When it seems they cannot comfort their little child, but nevertheless, those little children, what a simple childlike trust that they have upon father and mother. Those little children, when you put them to bed, then they do not worry whether father or mother shall care for them. All can be multiplied out. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. What an encouragement for those children, for those parents, the precious word of God. We shall close with what the Apostle John has seen on the island Patmos. The heavens were opened, a great multitude, and we read thereof, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. May we be included in that number. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then by renewal, we commend these fathers and mothers with their children unto thee. Wilt thou help them with the oath? Bless the endeavors and instruction, and may there be a looking, an eagerly looking for those tokens that their children have become possessors of the tender fear of the Lord. Lord, by renewal, we commend unto thee all the parents, empty arms, empty places in the heart, in the home. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Watch over us in this day. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 134, the three stanzas. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace. Consistory announces that the Learning and Living magazine is at the exit. Psalter 134, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.